Welcome to the Motivational Medium Podcast. I'm Anne-Marie Lord, a psychic medium, author, and the founder of the Motivational Medium Academy. On this podcast, we'll explore intriguing topics such as mediumship, psychic abilities, and the amazing idea that we all have intuition within us. Whether you're a believer, skeptic, or somewhere in between, get ready to unlock your extraordinary potential as we discover the supernatural world together. If you want your questions featured on the show, be sure to join my tribe by subscribing to my newsletter at annemarielord.com. Let's go. Hello, my friend. Welcome to episode 22 of the podcast. And because this episode is 22 and it's going out on the 22nd, I thought today we should talk about numbers. I get to see numbers everywhere. Now, if you've read my book, The Grateful Three Approach to Life, you'll hear me talk about the RAS system. Now, the RAS system is about things that you focus on, you will see more of throughout your day. So remember me talking about if you want a new car, you know, it's like an emotion, so it's excitement. And you think about the car and the colour and the model and the name. And then the next day you go out on the road and you see that car everywhere. That is your RAS system at its best. Now, when I looked at numbers and was studying a few of the numbers, I thought about the RAS system and I thought, is it the RAS system that makes us become aware of these numbers and see more of them? But then think about it like this. Is it also your intuition? What makes you switch your phone on at that time? What makes you, like today, I was cooking roast dinner and I looked over at the oven and the oven was 1111. You know, what made me look over at that time? You know, so is it just the RAS system at work? In this occasion, I actually don't think it is. I actually think it's signs from above, you know, and we can get our signs through the numbers. But how I always interpret them is when I see numbers, like today, obviously it was on the oven, but I was actually in conversation with my husband about a certain situation. And I turned around and I looked and there's 111 on the oven door. And actually we were talking about, we're building a new house at the moment and we were talking about the new house. And the 111 always means dreams are being manifested. So that actually made me smile. So I would love you to get in touch with me on Instagram or on Facebook and let me know, or even email me and let me know, do you see lots of numbers everywhere? And if you've never thought about this before, I want you to think about it like this. Let's make the numbers work for you. So if you see your number or this number constantly throughout the day, I want you to ask yourself, what am I thinking about today? What is prevalent in my mind? What am I consuming myself with? Is it career? Is it relationships? Is it building a home? You know, what is it that is consuming you around that time, that them days that you see these numbers? Now, as I say, number 111, 111 or 41s, that's all about your dreams are being manifested. So if you're talking about something or you're thinking about something and you see this number, know that you're on the right path. Know that the angels, if you like, are showing you that you're on the right path. So your dreams are on its way. So that's 111. Now, there's also another number that comes up quite often with a lot of people, and that's 911. Now, that is about keeping a positive mindset. And it's also about your dreams around business and career. Now, when you're trying to manifest your business or your career, or, you know, you're putting things in place, often we have that fear factor comes in. You know, what if I'm not good enough at doing this? Or, you know, what if I can't do it as well as such and such? You know, this number will show itself because it's telling you, get off that path, not the path of your career or your business. It's telling you to get off that mindset path. Don't let negativity creep in. It will derail you. You know, it will take longer. I'm not saying you're not going to manifest your dreams, but it will take longer to get there because you will find things that keep you in the safe zone. You'll find things that stop you, or maybe this isn't the right time, or maybe this isn't the right place where I need to hire. Whatever it is, you know, watch out when you see 911 everywhere. That's about keeping your vibration high, not letting the negativity come in, and it's all about career and business. Now, today is the 22nd, and it's episode 22nd, so we're going to look at 222. So trust everything is working just as it is, and it's working from your higher self for your higher self. Okay, so if you see 222 everywhere, you've got to put some trust in that. So again, it could be relationships even. You could be in a new relationship and, you know, you're not 100% sure. Well, you know, my last one went belly up and, you know, maybe I'm not good at this relationship thing, or, you know, how do I know what they're thinking? You're not going to know what they're thinking. Yeah, only they know what they're thinking. But when you see 222, it's all about trust. It's all about trust that your higher self, maybe their higher self, are working together to get this right. Okay, so when you see 222, it's all about trust. Trust that your higher self knows exactly what's happening and it's guiding you in the right direction. So what a lovely message for 222 today. Now, another one that I often see is 333. Now, 333 for me is about being surrounded with love, positivity, honesty, success. You know, that's all what 333 means. It's about, think again about, as I said to you earlier on, what is the situation that you're building at the moment? What you're looking at, you know, and trust that when you see 333, that you're protected in this journey. You're surrounded by love and, yeah, and success. So that's another good one. I love 333. Now, there's another one, 444. Now, 444 is something a little bit different. This is about your loved ones and your angels. They're all coming in trying to give you a message. They're trying to show you some guidance. They're trying to let you know that they're around. So if you're seeing 444 all the time and a person, like a loved one in spirit, just pops into your head, you know, like you could be doing something, you see 444 and then you want to say, hi, mom, then know that that was your mom. Okay. So this is about using your intuition. You know, we're all balls of energy. That's what we are. Just like electricity, when our bodies are not here anymore, we are still a ball of energy, your soul, your consciousness, but you just can't see it, just like you can't see electricity. But it is powerful and it is there. So know when you see 444 that your loved ones or your angels in spirit are loud and proud and they're coming to give you the sign, okay? So who's the first person in spirit that drops into your head? Now, there's another thing you can look at with this as well. If you're seeing 444, it could be a sign from your angels. Like if you're thinking about a loved one that's still here, and you're maybe worrying about them or thinking, you know, are they making the right decision or are they doing this right or are they doing that right? Know that the angels have got their back. So if you're thinking about a loved one that's here, could be a friend or family member, and you see 444, know that the things will work out for their highest good. Okay, you mightn't know what it is, but know that it will work out for the highest good. Now, another one that I wanted to talk to you about was 555. Now, 555 used to actually scare me a little bit, but, you know, it's nothing to be scared of, really, because we all go through these peaks and troughs because it's life. Life's a roller coaster and this is what it's all about. But it's about finding your way back, keeping your positivity. Now, you all know I talk constantly on my courses and when I'm teaching and even during my readings and in my book, all about your reset, you know, your gratitude, your journals, your journaling, your positivity, your mindfulness, going for a walk, looking after yourself, whatever it is your reset, that's what keeps you on the troughs and peaks, really, because life goes up and down. And sometimes on a down day, if you get your reset going, then you will come back, you'll rebound out of that a lot quicker. So getting back to 555 is all about changes, but it's usually about big changes, and it can be in all different areas simultaneously. So it can be like changes in your job, your relationship, your career, but it can be all together. Now, I know that's quite a big one to actually take in, but when you think about it, if you have a change in your career, then it will have a knock-on effect with your relationships, with your finances, with your health even maybe. And number five, triple five, is all about staying in that positive mindset. Now, I don't like it when people say, oh, I'm positive all the time. No, you're not positive all the time. I wrote the book and I'm not positive all the time. You know, it's about having the tools and strategies for when life throws curveballs at us, we know how to get back out of them. So I like to keep my reset tools close at hand, doing my gratitude and my journal and going for my walk and a little bit of yoga and meditation, not all together. When you see triple five, know that you are going through some changes. However, find your reset tools, get back on track, and know everything is figure outable. And always remember, this too shall pass. Nothing lasts forever. This too shall pass. So lovely today to connect with you with numbers. I absolutely love my numbers. Watch out for your signs. Your signs from loved ones, your signs from numbers. I could go on all day for numbers, but I won't. If there's a number that you see all the time and you want to jump on Instagram or Facebook and let me know, or even email me at annemarie@annemarielord.com and let me know what's the numbers that you see constantly and what do they mean to you. You might get a feeling when you see a number. Like I get really excited when I see 111. Because I know whatever it is that I'm talking about at that time is going to be manifested. Yeah, so that's quite exciting. Thank you for joining me today. I've loved talking about numbers. Enjoy today. 222. Trust everything is working out just as it should be, from your highest good, for your highest good. Give gratitude for today, the 22nd, and episode 22. Have the best day. And don't forget, if you want to learn more about this, about manifesting your dreams, about looking after your energy, don't forget and jump on my website, annemarielord.com. Either come and see me for a reading, or you can download any of the free resources that we've got there, which is annemarielord.com/resources. And also the online course, which is doing amazing at the moment. There's so many people taking up this opportunity, and it's changing lives, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So you jump on too and let it help you and guide you. And it's annemarielord.com, and it's the Grateful Three Approach to Mastering Your Mind online course. And don't forget, the 10% discount code is GRATEFUL, GR8FUL, all in capitals, 3. And that'll get you 10% off when you book on for your course. Have the best day, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's important to note that while I'm here to inspire, encourage, and guide you, I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist, or a doctor. Join me again in 2 weeks for more captivating revelations on the supernatural. Remember to be in with a chance to have your questions answered on the podcast. Subscribe to my newsletter at annemarielord.com. Stay in the tribe to vibe. I appreciate you guys. See you next time.